question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert, Mary, and Rudy anytime on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter at RM World Travel. Now, back to RM World Travel.
Thanks for staying with us for that quick sponsors break, and welcome back for segment two of our broadcast today as Mary and I get ready for the next episode of our Chief Travel Leader series. Before we connect with Bruce Poontip of G Adventures on America's number one travel radio show, a quick word about a sponsor that we're proud to be aligned with, the world's leading cruise lines.
We definitely are. And ocean cruising can take you all over the globe, often to multiple destinations in a single trip, but you only have to unpack once. Ocean cruising also provides a hassle-free vacation for travelers of every age because everything is right there at your fingertips, from multiple dining options, world-class entertainment, engaging onboard activities, all kinds of unique excursions, kids programs, and so much more.
So if you're thinking of ocean cruising, we encourage you to consider the brands of the world's leading cruise lines, and they include Seabourn, Princess, Cunard, Holland America, Carnival, P&O, AIDA, and Costa. Go experience unforgettable travel adventures that will connect you with people, places, and cultures by contacting your travel professional or spend some time at worldsleadingcruiselines.com. There's also a link on our website, rmworldtravel.com, under sponsors.
There are many tour operators out there worthy of your consideration, and a company that we like to keep tabs on is G Adventures. They're a small group adventure travel operator offering more than 700 tours in 100 countries on all seven continents. G Adventures is known for award-winning trips that put an emphasis on leaving a positive tourism impact on their destinations. Joining Robert and me on the show hotline for today's Chief Travel Leader episode is the leader of G Adventures, Bruce Poontip.
Bruce, I'm glad we were able to connect today for today's Chief Travel Leader series. So thank you very much for joining Mary and me.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
I appreciate that. So listen, I'm sure we could talk for this entire interview about your various tours, as well as how many countries you take travelers to, since you do that on all seven continents. But out of fairness to your vision for G Adventures, why you founded it, and what makes it different from other tour operators, I'd like to start there. Can you explain with all of us right now, what's the basic ethos behind G Adventures?
Well, I mean, I guess at the heart of it, we were a small group adventure company that was really culturally focused, but with that came a relationship with local communities and having local communities benefit as we grew. So, you know, over the 90s, we became kind of a leader in social enterprise and creating community development through tourism. And through that, the sustainable tourism movement kind of came around and we kind of, you know, roped into that. So, you know, we're about meaningful, purposeful travel. We're about cultural immersion and travel having a positive impact on local communities and travel creating wealth distribution by local people benefiting by you spending your tourism dollars.
Okay, so I'm going to go back to a word that you just used that is everywhere in the hospitality industry these days, sustainability. And I think there's certainly a growing awareness among all of us about how we can travel better, how we can live our lives better and give back in sustainable ways. And I know I've heard you talk, you've talked about making destinations better when you leave it and all of that. How hard is that to do in a big company? And I'd love for you to share some ways that you guys are making it happen.
Well, I mean, for us, it's ingrained within our product. Like, we build social enterprise projects. We have 70 community development projects around the world through our foundation. We have a foundation that we work with called the Planetaire Foundation. Mm-hmm. And we work with local communities to create tourism experiences, community tourism services, different ways to, you know, put through our supply chain where we create local businesses and jobs and microloans for local businesses and women's co-ops, different things like that. Even you know, something as like arrival transfers in India for us are done by women in shelters who we, you know, do 18 months of training and give them, after they get their license, we give them a car and they do all of our arrival transfers.
Oh, wow.
So social enterprise goes right through our business, through all aspects of our tours. So for us, I mean, it's easy because it's ingrained in our whole philosophy and our product.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, when you're talking about the greater impact we could have in, as a travel industry, you know, within tourism, you know, bigger companies that are now wanting to have be more sustainable, it's exciting to see because consumers are demanding, you know, operators be more sustainable. And so, you know, that's when, so there's different ways in which people are trying to incorporate either corporate social responsibility or actual social kind of enterprise within their businesses to create a sustainable model, because that's kind of the way of the future for business.
Absolutely.
Well, I couldn't agree with you more. I mean, absolutely. So, you know, I know this happened several years ago now, but our listeners around the country, I think they may be surprised to learn this is our chief travel leader segment of our show. We do this about twice a month in the program. But I think they might be interested to learn that you gave up your CEO title. And from what I understand, you essentially gave it away to many in the business. So, Bruce, I'd like to know, why did you do this, and how has it impacted your own travel business at G Adventures?
Well, I did that, it's almost over 10 years ago now. Well, so we were growing really fast. We'd become really big. And, you know, for us to make changes sometimes as you become bigger or to be nimble as an entrepreneurial organization, sometimes it becomes more difficult. The decision to give up my CEO title was basically it was at a time where I wanted the entire company to be customer-obsessed, that the most important thing in our business that we should be looking at all the time is about customer experience. And I decided that the most important title in the company is the CEO title, because the CEO is the most important title in the structure of business. So for the that philosophy, I said to my internally in my company, I said, listen, I'm going to give my CEO title up, and every single person in this company who comes in touch with a customer or deals with a customer, whether you're, you know, back then they were called tour leaders, but now they're called CEOs. Or if you're on the phones and talking to customers, your title is going to be CEO now, and we're going to change it to Chief Experience Officer. And you are responsible.
Well, you're empowering.
I want you to be considered the most important employee in the business. I wanted to just do a real, a real transition in our thinking as a business to put the customer first. And I thought, so anyone who dealt with the customer would have the most important title.
And that's putting, hey, listen, you literally put your position and your money where your mouth is there, and you empowered your team, which is why you've had all the years of success, certainly. But I want to ask you something else. You know, now that everyone has a better understanding a little bit of G Adventures, let's talk about some of the unique partnerships that you have. We mentioned on the program a few weeks ago that you're expanding your alliance with National Geographic Expeditions, and these are with trips designed really for families with kids 7 to 17. But you've also created TaylorMade, and I'm not talking about my favorite golf clubs, frankly, Bruce, but TaylorMade Adventure Travel. You know, that's going to provide travelers exactly what they want. Can you share some of these initiatives?
Yeah, I mean, the idea of TaylorMade for us is really an evolution thing for our customers. I get to the stage where they have families or they, you know, because we started as, I guess we're the largest now in terms of small group kind of adventure operator where you can join adventures in a small group. But we have customers now that have small families that want to travel with other families and want a specific, you know, unique itinerary, but maintaining the same philosophy of how we travel and utilizing some of the same assets that makes us unique on the ground. So TaylorMade was a natural progression for us to be able to give people, again, on-demand kind of experiences for themselves without and expanding just outside of a group, outside of what we're known for, which is group travel, joining a group. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, offering it in a way that's, you know, local, active, and how we run our regular trips and what we become known for.
Bruce, you're going to have to come back because we're going to run out of time soon. But I do want to ask you, you're celebrating 30 years of operations next year. More than 200,000 people travel with your company every year. I'd love to know what you're most proud of about G Adventures and what you've created, and you've got about a minute left.
It would have to be our foundation. So the Planetara Foundation, which was started in 2003, the work that we do creating social enterprise and wealth distribution, poverty alleviation, that was the work that we do there with all the communities in which we run trips. When extreme poverty intersects with tourism, you know, Planetara that's their sweet spot, and they can go in there, create tourism experiences or customer experiences for our customers, and we can bring volume into the region and create poverty alleviation and jobs for local people. And that is and amazing experiences for our customers. And that's really, you know, what we're proudest about, creating that model that didn't exist before we came into the market.
Well, it's certainly, you've had an impression, no question, that you've made. I'm looking at your website right now. I have that up, and I see what I love here, the two things that strike me. Whatever your style, see it your way, and there are a number of options here that people can travel in various ways. They should check that out. And then your slogan, G Adventures, our world deserves more you, which is
great.
I think everything you just said. Folks, you can check out the website, gadventures.com. It's the letter G, gadventures.com. Bruce, we really do appreciate your time. You're welcome on the show anytime. We look forward
to
having you back in the future. And thank you very much for your time today.
Thanks again. Thanks for having me.
Take care, Bruce.
All right, I just released Bruce. I enjoyed that conversation with him.
G Adventures.
Yeah. He's certainly built something. Folks, listen, they are a truly respected tour operator, so check them out, gadventures.com.
And they stick to their mission.
Yeah, they do, and they know
culture.
What they're doing, exactly, why they're successful. As we pause for this quick sponsors break, a reminder to please connect with us on Twitter, LinkedIn, Facebook, and Instagram at RM World Travel. Also remember, we archive all of the hours of our national broadcast on our website at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be back after this bottom of the hour break. Don't touch that channel.
To join Robert, Mary, and Rudy, call 800-387-8025 or follow us on Facebook and Twitter at RM World Travel. We're coming right back.